White, St. Helena, California, September 14th, 1901. Dear son Edson, I have read your letter and will make a few suggestions. You mentioned the $3,000 which was appropriated to the health retreat from funds which should have been used in the southern field, and ask whether the brethren of the California Conference are responsible for this misappropriation. I answer, no. After I present some matters before the coming council, I think things will be changed. But be careful, Edson, not to unduly press this matter yourself. If you individually make calls and demands, you will not stand in the most acceptable light. I wish you to stand before the people as sustaining the right relation to the cause of God. With reference to the $3,000 concerning which you write, I will state that I think the means which has been diverted from its legitimate channel will eventually be placed where it should have been sent long ago. We need to quietly, patiently, and hopefully do our best, and the Lord will do what we cannot do with human minds and hearts. I have felt sad to think that you have not before had assurance that you would have money to use in carrying forward the work. And I have also felt a most distressing sadness of heart for those who have not dealt righteously, as do faithful stewards of the Lord's Relief Fund for the Southern Field. I am sorry that it has taken so much wearing labor to induce the actors in the wrong done to do justice and judgment and to keep the way of the Lord. Because human agents are so reluctant to make straight all these unfaithful transactions, they will receive unto themselves, as their sure reward, blindness of perception and fullness of comprehension as to what is righteousness and judgment, truth and equity. Yesterday I sent you $1,000. This is a loan, with interest at 5%. I have been offered another $1,000 if I wish to use it, and I have expressed to Sister Drouillard my desire that this be sent for at once. Please let me know how much more you wish me to obtain in the same way. Or would you rather get along, if possible, with the donations as they come in? Now, my son, I shall not want any donation from the Southern Field. I am glad that Brother Sawyer is with you. I hope you will appreciate him as one who has ever been faithful to the truth. I am more glad than I can express to you in words that Brother Palmer and his wife and yourself and your wife are so closely linked together in the bonds of Christian unity and love. My prayer to the Lord is that in this bond of Christian fellowship, you may constantly be moved by the Holy Spirit of God, that you may be true and faithful to the one who knows your motives and who will cooperate with you. I am much gratified that you are doing so well financially. I hope and pray that God will give you largely of His Holy Spirit to strengthen and uphold you and satisfy the earnest desire of your soul, that prosperity may attend every effort you make. God lives and reigns. He works with power through all who will be controlled by Him. Press forward from victory to victory. The Lord is good. I praise His holy name. Our prune crop was a failure. The yield from 2,000 trees was only about 100 pounds. There have been a few apples in the orchard, which have supplied us with the best of applesauce. We have also had an abundance of sweet corn. The corn stalks were very short. They grew so low that I thought the crop was a failure. You know, we have no rain after May, and when I saw that the sweet corn was growing so poorly, I told Brother James that he might better give it to the cows as green feed. But in 1 week, we saw that we would have a good crop of corn. It was as though a miracle had been worked. The ears were small but plentiful and very sweet. We had green corn for dinner almost every day for 2 months. Brother James's family had all they wanted, and Sister James dried some. Willie's family had all they wanted, and May dried half a bushel. We dried about a bushel. We feel that we have much to be thankful for. We shall rejoice and be glad in the Lord always. I wish you could visit my vineyard now, for the grapes are ripe. The crop is not very heavy, but we have several tons to dispose of. The frost came so late that the first crop was frozen in the blossom. The second crop is not so large, and the grapes are smaller, but the flavor is excellent. I wish Emma could come and see me. I want you both to make me a visit when the time is most favorable for this. I send much love to all the workers. Be of good courage in the Lord. Let us always look at the bright side. Then we shall be cheerful and glad in the Lord. Let us make all the sunshine possible in the home, keeping out of the shadow. Trust in the Lord every moment. He will never fail those who trust in Him. Let us rejoice in God because of His wonderful goodness to the children of men. He is our loving Father, and I praise His holy name. In much love. Postscript. One word more of caution. Do not wrestle to secure means. They will come. Have faith in God. He will open the way before you. He is good, and His mercy endureth forever.